Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
So today was my son's first day of sixth grade. It was very stressful for both of us, but I dropped him off. He had everything I think that we needed for him. And even though he had this look on his face, like, I can't believe you're doing this to me, I think he's going to be okay. We have just had a lot of different school experiences. That doesn't mean that we've had like the whole spectrum as far as emotionally, things have been good, things have been bad. We've just had the full picture of homeschool, private school, hybrid homeschool, public school, back to private school. So he is used to having his own schedule. He's used to having a mom who is really organized as a teacher. I cannot believe I've done 135, now 136 episodes of this podcast, and I haven't talked more about organizing for homeschool, but we will get there. There have just been so many topics that have popped up as I've gone along that I'm like, okay, we're just going to see where this goes. And here we are all these episodes later. I also wanted to do a back to school organizing episode, which this will kind of touch on. But the bigger thing is that everybody has their own school experiences. So the whole back to school thing is difficult to really organize from a micro level. You kind of have to do it from up above. And do more of like a blanket organizing for the masses, because everyone's going to have their own supply list. Everyone's going to have their own sports. Every school, whether it's public, private, Montessori, whatever, is going to have their own system. And the thing that has, I don't want to say bothered me, but the thing that has been difficult for me when it comes to back to school, and this has been really with any school we've been a part of that hasn't been homeschool led by me, is that I really see how unorganized a lot of programs are. And I say programs because it's not just schools. It's, you know, community events, it's rec centers, it's, you know, these drop-in places for kids that have different classes and programs. And it really is difficult to keep everybody wrangled, to keep everybody in the know. For instance, and I'm not going to talk too much about the specific school that my son is going to now, but the one thing I will say is sometimes there can be too many cooks in the kitchen. And that's not just making decisions. It's the people that actually communicate with the parents. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this, that you'll get an email from one teacher and they'll say, I'm your such and such advisor or your child's advisor. Then you get another email a couple days later. Hi, I'm teacher so-and-so and I'm going to be your advisor with XYZ. Hey, I'm teacher so-and-so. And then you get a text message from a parent that says, hi, I'm, you know, the sixth grade mom. You know, if you have any questions, we're also going to get the kids together before school. So I've gotten a lot of text messages. I've gotten a lot of emails. We have gone to, you know, besides the tour, we have done a couple days at the school, you know, as far as walking around and figuring out where everything is. He has been dropped off before, you know, where they have a couple of hours that they get to know each other as new students. They went 2 hours yesterday and it was like, hey, this is your locker. Hey, here's your iPad, stuff like that. So they have spread it out and they have made the information available. But the problem is that there is an online portal that has a handbook. There have been some things that have come in emails from different people like, hey, here's the handbook for this, but then click here to pre-order your child's gym outfit. You know, like stuff like that, where when I end up with other new parents at, you know, this event that the moms put together for the kids, we're standing around and I'm like, oh, did you get such and such ordered? And they're like, where do I go to do that? And I'm like, honestly, I've clicked through every single thing on the portal. I've uploaded the handbook to ChatGPT. It was in an email. It was in an email that said, click here. And so I found the email and I clicked on it. And of course, when I clicked on it and she clicked on it, or, you know, looked at my phone, it said, okay, pre-orders have been closed. So now you have to wait until after school starts. And so, you know, she's standing there going, oh, I can't believe I forgot to order that. Like, it's on my list. And she pulled up her notes app and she had a list of things that she wanted to do for back to school. And I'm standing there saying, I honestly only found it because we had to fill out a different form that showed that we had an interest in cross country. And so I explained to her, I was like, I probably would have missed this in the email too, but right below it, it said, click here to show interest in a sport, etc.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
So I thought about this today, and I thought, okay, instead of me doing a back to school organizing episode where I act like I have it all together and I'm going to tell all the other moms, this is how you get organized for a perfect back to school. I thought it would be better for us to get to the first day, which is today, and talk a little bit more about what worked for us and what didn't work for us. And even though your school may operate completely different, I think there are going to be three different takeaways that you can get out of this that are going to help you, even if you drop the ball on some things for the first day, even if you miss some emails, maybe you didn't fill out a form, maybe your child comes home in someone else's shirt after gym class, like, I don't know. Like, I really think that there are going to be three things that you will take away from this episode to tell yourself, okay, we are technically under the labeled organizing standards for 2026 at least. We are certified back to school organized, and that's just the best that we're going to do right now. And then when second semester rolls around, you're going to have a whole new set of classes, all new sports. Some of you, the kids are going to be looking at graduation. Some of you, the kids are going to be thinking about high school next year. Maybe you've got kids that are going into like preschool right now, and next year means kindergarten. One thing that I did when my child was younger was I was always thinking about the next stage. What do I have to do to get him to the next stage? And it doesn't help when doctors do this, when other parents are doing this, when you're comparing yourself. Like, you take your kid to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, this is their weight. I really want their weight to be here by now. And that's usually when they're younger, when they're babies or toddlers. And if they're not, you know, really eating, they're kind of picky with their food, you know, or then you've got other parents that say, oh, your child still uses a sippy cup. Like, we're already using a straw. And then, you know, you get to elementary and it's like, oh, well, you know, they're in pants that have buttons and, you know, your kid is still in elastic pants. You know, there's always something that you're like, oh, I got to get my kid to the next thing. But the first thing that I want you to take away from this episode, and some of you may be listening to this in the car after you've dropped off your child, you know, maybe this episode airs today and you don't see it and you're taking your kid tomorrow and it's the second day of school or even the second week and you hear this and it's just what you need to hear right now in this moment in the car is the first takeaway. Everybody feels the same. Everybody. There are going to be some kids that already know some of the other kids from their neighborhood, the previous year, the previous school. Maybe they did start early with a sport. Maybe they already have a couple of best friends. Even they are going to run into something that's brand new. The start of the school year literally is going to be a do-over. It's going to be a do-over. And even if you didn't hit the mark on the first day or even the first week, like I told my son, everybody is going through this. And the reason I know this for sure is because after I dropped him off today and he was all flustered because I looked at the map and the normal drop-off line for his grade is in the left-hand lane. And I looked at the map. And that's what the map said. And so that's what I did today. And I was the only one that got in the correct lane. Everybody else went through the circle, which is what we did up until today. So I thought, okay, instead of freaking out and saying, oh my gosh, we're in the wrong lane, what it did was I pulled up to the curb just past the circle, which is still part of the circle, okay? Even though we didn't follow the little snake line around the circle and then get right back out, I pulled up to the sidewalk. I turned on my hazards. He got out and looked at me like, oh my gosh, we're in the wrong place. And I said, sweetie, they're right over there. Everyone is getting out of their car literally two cars away from us. It's just, you are not rushed right now. I said, so look at me. I said, what are the three things you need to take? My backpack, my case logic, you know, the thing with the arm strap, the trapper keeper, whatever. And then he had a bag of supplies separately that go in his locker.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
And so he got out and he's looking around and I said, put on your backpack. Okay, grab the briefcase handle. Grab the Target bag that has your extra supplies. And so he did all of that and he's looking around and the kid behind us, you know, someone else's mom just went ahead and pulled right up behind me and that kid's getting out. And I said, see, it's not like I'm dropping you at a gas station a block away from the school. Like, we didn't do things exactly how every other parent did them this morning, but at the same time, they didn't follow the directions. I can tell you that. I can tell you I was probably the only mom that studied the map and all the emails and all of the portal reminders and all of this stuff. And I was the one sending an email 2 days ago to the one teacher that's our advisor. And I'm like, hey, we pre-ordered, you know, the gym uniform. And as I'm getting him ready for the first day, you know, he's got gym the first day. I said, do we somehow get the uniform before class? And he wrote back and said, you know, hey, they're going to hand them out, you know, the first day of school, everybody is going to have their own packet. They're going to hand them out in gym class. And I said, okay, perfect. Thank you. And then later that night in the portal, one of the other teachers sent a mass email in the portal that said, hey, just to clear up any confusion about gym uniforms. So I know I wasn't the only one. Someone else got in the portal as a parent and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot to order my kid's gym uniform. Do I go into the school store. It says that doesn't open up until Friday. And, you know, so everybody has questions. Everybody has stress. Everybody has struggle. But the reason that I know for sure that my child is not the only one. First of all, I'm 46 years old. I've been out of school a very, very long time. And I was very social. I was a quiet girl when I was younger. I'm an observer. My son is also an observer. When he enters a new situation, you got to look around. You don't just jump into it. You kind of look around, you feel out the situation. You may talk to one kid, maybe two kids. You know, you just kind of let other people carry on the conversation until you read the room. So I'm very fortunate that my son does that, because that can keep you from getting in trouble, you know, being a little bit too crazy in class. It can also keep you from saying the wrong thing too early. Like maybe if you see someone else say something and the other kids are like, what? You know, then you're like, okay, I'm not going to make that same joke. So I will say that I was social after I got to know my surroundings and once I felt comfortable. My son is the same way. Now, again, the reason that I know he's not the only one is that when I pulled out of the parking lot and I got back in line to go out of the school, you actually pass all of the cars coming in. So it kind of loops around and then you're sitting there, and as you're trying to get out to the stoplight, you see the faces of all these other parents and kids. And I would say out of probably 12 cars that I had to kind of sit next to as I was inching out of the parking lot, I would say there was only one car where the kid and the parent didn't look just completely dazed or phased. And I think part of that is because the kid looked a little bit older, like maybe they had gone there before. And then the parent was actually checking their emails. And so they actually, neither one of them was really paying attention to the actual drop-off line. Like the kid was kind of laughing and looking on his phone, and the parent was, you know, checking emails or whatever. But for the most part, as I'm passing every car and as I inch forward and stop for a second, I look over and the kid in the front seat is miserable, like has this miserable look on their face, like staring straight ahead or staring out the window. I mean, it's just like this focused, dazed look.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Look. And then the parents are looking forward because we're all trying to make sure that we're not like missing the crossing guard saying, go, 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 you know, because they all act like all of us should go faster in the pickup line or the drop-off line, even though we're all supposed to go slow enough where we don't hit the kids. And we got to make sure they clear the car and shut the door before we drive off. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And as a professional organizer, I will say this, because I've said this in other episodes about other topics. Even when you are a quote-unquote professional at something and someone pays you to come do something for them and you have been doing it for a very, very long time. You know, my child is 12, and with homeschooling, you have to put together your own curriculum. So I'm, you know, not new to the whole school thing. I have seen every single situation and scenario. What I can tell you is that you will always be thrown a curveball when something new is starting, especially something that somebody else has put together. So that's the second takeaway. The first takeaway is that everybody's going through it. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's going through it. You're not alone. Okay, that's the first takeaway. Second takeaway is nobody is exempt to this. nobody is going to have the perfect day. No one is going to be able to predict what's going to happen, what's going to come at them. I mean, my son had new slip-on shoes. We got him some Skechers because I wanted him to have a shoe that he could just like slip on, but it looked more like a uniform shoe, I guess, instead of his Nikes that he slips on. And, you know, we tried them on in the store. He walked around. The store had carpet. So we walked around and he's like, these are nice. I really like these and they're comfortable. I'm like, perfect. Because the shoes we got off Amazon ended up being too narrow. He has a wide foot. I said, let's just go try on shoes. He put on the shoes. I could tell they were wide. They were perfect. This morning he gets dressed, puts them on. We're on our vinyl flooring at home and he starts walking and I hear squeak, 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 where the bottoms are so new that they don't have any kind of actual like dirt or anything to grip to where they squeak. And so I looked at him and I said, I tell you what, why don't you just throw on your Nikes? We will break them in later. If anyone says anything, I will email them and tell them, you know. And that's the other thing too, is that we're now at a school with uniforms and I know they have to have a specific shirt, specific pants, they have to wear a belt, but no one said anything about the shoes. I did not see anything about the shoes. So I'm like, listen, I have scoured the depths of the earth looking for specific information. Unless you plop it down in front of me and you plop it down in front of me two or three times, and you make me sign something saying, yes, you understand your child has to wear a certain color shoes, whatever. This is what we're doing today. It's the first day of school. I did not know your shoes were going to squeak. They didn't squeak before, but I'm not going to have you be the kid walking up and down the hallway going squeak, squeak, squeak on your first day where everyone looks at you like, whose shoes are squeaking? You know, and I'm sitting there like immediately thinking, you're not going to be that kid. I'm not going to let you be that kid. So this is what we're going to do. If anyone gets in trouble, it's going to be me. So number one, you're not alone. Your kids are not alone. You probably know this as their parent. They definitely don't know this as a kid. Some of them kind of get it. If they have older siblings, they kind of understand how things work a little bit better. I have learned that over the years from friends of mine that have had siblings. I was an only child. My son has half siblings, but they're older. They live in another state. He never had that experience of, okay, my brother or sister came home and told me what goes on at that school, or, you know, I don't know her friends or his teammates, you know. So we're all collecting information. And again, number two is you are not going to have everything perfect for the first day. Now, I could have spent probably another couple of hours, you know, a couple of days a week leading up to the first day, really making sure I had all the list, I had all the checklist, I printed every email, I highlighted everything. Like the minute it came in, I made notes on the email. Teacher so-and-so said, they are such and such advisor. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Okay. You know, on this day, they're going to go there at 8 o'clock in this building, da, da, da. And then I create a spreadsheet and then I'm like, okay. And here's the other thing too, where he's going to middle school. It's since it's a private school, there's also the high school there. It's all the same campus. I printed him out a map. Now, luckily I hole punched and I put one in the front of his binder. So he does have his class schedule and a map in the front of his binder. But I had these little cheat cards. They're almost like index cards. And I'm actually going to put them in the description. It's probably going to be one of few things I'm going to put in the description. They're very inexpensive. I think they were, I'm pretty sure they were under $10. But it's a big pack of these index type cards that actually have little circles and lines. You can make checklists. But I had one of those and I wrote down his schedule on this little conspicuous index card. I put the building numbers on the side, printed him off a map of the school, folded it into quarters. He could have tucked it in his hand. That was the whole plan. And we got up this morning. We had the shoe debacle. He couldn't figure out his belt. The belt was brand new. It didn't want to bend. So I'm like, dear God, please let this child be able to go to the bathroom at school today. And then, you know, we're trying to figure out his hair, and he's eating, and he's tired, and he's stressed. And, you know, so there's all these things going on. We walk off without the cheat sheet and the map. Like, we literally get a block down the road, and I said, I forgot your map and your cheat sheet. And he goes, and I said, it's okay, because you have your schedule and a map in the binder. And I said, your first class is drama. I said, just remember, your first class is drama in the theater. Go there. You can sit there and look in your binder. I said, I think you have gym second. So I said, you can sit there, and while everyone else is talking or while you're waiting on the teacher, you can look inside your binder and you can see what class is next. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And my child is a lot like me when I was that age, which is you think you have to have everything figured out because you think everyone else has everything figured out. And whether these three takeaways really are just a variation of each other, maybe it's not three takeaways. Maybe it's three different parts of one takeaway. Okay, however you want to look at it. No one has everything figured out. Okay, so you're not alone. You're not alone. So say these three things to yourself. I'm not alone. My child is not alone. Number two, no one is going to get everything right on the first day, the first week. No one, not even a professional organizer who should have their child's things labeled perfectly, have, you know, a spot for every single gadget that they have to take. I would say I did pretty well. I probably did like a 90%. If I had to score myself compared to what probably other organizers did for their kids, I'm sure I would make it in the top 10, but there was much room for improvement. Obviously, there were things that came at me. I was prepared for some things. I had the gym outfit ordered, but like when it comes to food, we're still not sure how the lunches are going to go. Still not sure. He did take some snacks today. I think he may eat lunch there. I'm not sure. He's a very picky eater. It's very stressful. But then the third thing is you're never going to get everything perfect. I think that's what I said. This episode is completely on the fly, by the way, because I had been wanting to do a back to school episode, wanted to wait till today, came home. And the first thing I thought was, wow, that was a mess. And the thing is, I can push some of the responsibility off on the school, and I will, because we are coming in under their program. It's like when you host a party. If you show up to a party and the host is like, what, you didn't bring anything? And you're like, was I supposed to? You know, like, and they never texted and said, hey, can you bring drinks? Or hey, can you? Now, some people will just bring something as like a hostess gift, or hey, I went ahead and brought a bottle of wine, or hey, I brought a casserole. But unless somebody tells you, hey, you have to have this, they can't be upset if you don't show up with it. So for the school's sake, I understand that there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. There are a lot of dishes being made. There are a lot of moving parts. You got a lot of kids coming and going. And, you know, one teacher will say, okay, I'm going to make sure I send out an email to all the parents. I'm going to da da da. And then another teacher is probably thinking, okay, good. That teacher has taken that part. And then maybe they do take on that part and they do follow through and they do send the message, that maybe they forgot the one component about gym class or the one component about, you know, like meeting with the teacher the next week or, you know. So that's where when you are completely outside of that circle and you're brand new, you're like, well, wait a minute, what about this? And they're like, well, we just assumed you knew. We've been here forever. We didn't think about that. And so it would be nice if every school had some kind of point person who actually had professional organizing skills to really try to think of everything, because that would be a really, really good investment in your school. So I'm just putting that out there. If you're a teacher or a principal, or, you know, even the lunch lady, if you're like, yeah, we need one of those because on the first day of school, we didn't have enough, you know, cups ordered or whatever. You know, I think that as a whole, you have to have one cook. You have to have one lead chef when you are organizing something or you're part of an organization. It has to be organized. But enough about the school. Again, we are responsible for ourselves. I know that that's what a lot of the schools want to teach the kids. We as parents have to teach the kids. You got to be responsible for yourself. You know, listen, there may be a miscommunication. There may not be something that's clear as mud, you know? Like, you have to sometimes be proactive and say, what do we do here? And I think the problem, and it's not just kids that do this, I think parents do this as well. It's like, we want to pretend that we have everything together. We want to pretend that we didn't mess up getting our kids back to school. We didn't forget something. And it takes a lot to say, I'm not really sure what's going on, because you are vulnerable. You put yourself out there. But the one thing that you can also teach your kids is, if you're not sure, then you need to ask. And so I have done that a couple of times. And again, I'm not perfect at this, but there have been a couple times where I've said to my child, hey, they never told us XYZ. I went ahead and sent an email and asked because I wasn't sure. They came back and gave me the answer, and now we know. And so part of sending him off on the first day was saying, listen, I know that there's a lot going on. You're not alone. Not everybody has everything figured out. Everybody is feeling the same way to an extent. Everybody, it's their first day. Everybody, brand new class, brand new teacher. You know, you're making sure you have all your supplies, all that stuff. It's not just you. And listen, I dropped you off at the school. Okay. I dropped you off on the correct side of the school. Even if you had to walk an extra 20 steps, we got you in the right place. Okay. As long as you show up. And trust me, there were a lot of people lined up behind me when I pulled out of the school. So I know he wasn't late. I know that he had on the uniform. I know they've already said, listen, if you don't have gym class uniforms in the first couple weeks, we understand it's a process. It's relaying to the kids that, hey, we did the best that we could, and we're not doing anything that is far below anyone else. Like, we didn't get that email, or we didn't see that part of the handbook, but it's okay. Someone will let us know. Trust me, someone will let us know if we need to get something. And if we don't have something, then they're going to communicate it to us. We're going to communicate back that either, hey, we're sorry, we didn't know, we will do that right now. Hey, sorry, we didn't know that assignment was something we had to do at home. We thought it had to be done in class, you know, stuff like that. I think the communication part is really big. I think now that kids are back in school, for the most part, I think the school supply list should have been the easiest part of it. Getting the back to school clothes, I mean, good God, other than paying for everything, the supplies, the clothes, the backpack, all that stuff. However, you got everything together for the first day. Now it's a matter of, let's communicate with our child and with the school if we need to. Let's teach the kids how to communicate. I'm going to start linking some products I think that will help, but I'm not just going to flood you with products in this episode. I am going to link the index cards because I do think they're really helpful. As long as you actually send them with your child on the first day or the second day. Now I have to write out a new one because the Thursday classes are a different schedule than the Wednesday classes, but it's okay. I'm going to get it figured out. Tomorrow he's going to go with the folded map and a new card. It's going to be a new day and everything is going to be just fine. So I hope this episode was helpful. Please make sure to check out the new website at thelabeledorganizingpodcast.com. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Labeled Organizing, and I will see you in the next episode.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.